That's other news. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says Iran wants to negotiate with the U.S. after his threat to strike the country over its crackdown on protesters. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
President Donald Trump said late Sunday that his administration was in talks to set up a meeting with Tehran, but cautioned that he may have to act first as reports mount of increasing deaths and the government continues to arrest protesters.
I think they're tired of being beat up by the United States.
With reporters on Air Force One, Trump adds, "We'll hit them at levels that they've never been hit before, and they won't even believe it. I have options that are so strong." Iran did not acknowledge Trump's comments immediately. It has previously warned the U.S. military and Israel would be legitimate targets if America uses force to protect demonstrators. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said Sunday the Department of Justice has served the central bank with subpoenas and threatened it with a criminal indictment over his testimony this summer about the Fed's building renovations. Powell said this move is in response to the agency not caving into the Trump administration's push to cut key interest rates.
The threat of criminal charges is a consequence of the Federal Reserve setting interest rates based on our best assessment of what will serve the public, rather than following the preferences of the president. This is about whether the Fed will be able to continue to set interest rates based on evidence and economic conditions, or whether instead monetary policy will be directed by political pressure or intimidation.
Thousands of nurses at several major New York City hospitals have gone on strike. The strike began Monday morning after negotiations through the weekend failed to yield a breakthrough. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 86 points, the Nasdaq rose 62. This is SRN News. More abortion clinics are closing in Pennsylvania.
Planned Parenthood is closing three of its four facilities in the state for lack of personnel, specifically too few nurses. The nation's largest abortion business describes the closings as temporary, but admits that it has no timeline for when the three clinics might be reopened. Local pro-lifers are praying that they never are. The Planned Parenthood clinic in Johnstown will be the only one in Pennsylvania still operating for the foreseeable future. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of Venezuelans who fled the Maduro regime for America are Christians, and they're celebrating its removal in their churches. In Doral, Florida, Pastor Frank Lopez of the Jesus Worship Center began a recent sermon by congratulating the Venezuelan people and thanking God for President Trump. Lopez said, "It's time that the glory and freedom that Christ bought for you and me on the cross be manifest in Venezuela." This is SRN News. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is visiting China this week.
Looking to mend relations with the world's second largest economy, it's the first visit by a Canadian leader in 8 years. Carney aims to double non-U.S. exports over the next decade. The push is part of a major rethink as ties with the U.S. sour. Carney, who took office less than a year ago, follows other leaders like Australia's Anthony Albanese and Britain's Keir Starmer in seeking to improve ties with communist China. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A Hong Kong court is hearing arguments about the sentencing of democracy advocate Jimmy Lai. His conviction under a national security law could mean life in prison. Lai founded the now defunct Apple Daily and was arrested in 2020. He was accused of publishing seditious articles. More details at srnnews.com.